What-o?
Hey, Lazar, now, why do the night guys get a piece like you and we're stuck with old eel breath?
It's fate, Detective. Conspiring to keep us apart. All right, I'm out of here. See ya. Anyway, I got her in the holding room, but she's not talking. She won't say a word. He's not to me.
And you're asking me because you know how good I am with kids, right?
Yeah, a regular Mr. Green is.
Hi. This is Detective Barbala. He's going to help you find your parents.
Hiya, sweetheart. What's your name?
Michelle.
Everything's gonna be all right. Okay? Don't be scared now.
Michelle what? Well, you said your first name is Michelle. Now, what's your last name?
Bishop.
Michelle. And where do you live, Michelle? Here in Buffalo?
How'd you hear about us?
My brother. My brother's a cop. Baltimore. He told me about your work on the Toombs case. He said you got a good feel for things. Out of the ordinary. Look, the truth is, Barbala never won any popularity contests here at the 1-4. But he's still a cop, you know. I guess that's why I can't just let this rest.
You said there was one witness, a little girl. What did she say happened?
She said there was another man in the room.
Well, it stands to reason that somebody...
I was right outside. I'm telling you, there was nobody else there except for Barbala and the kid.
So you didn't get a description of who the kid saw?
I'm telling you, there was no one else. Listen. The department's treating this as a suicide, but I gotta tell you, I knew this guy. There's no way he did himself.
Was he depressed or under psychiatric care of any kind?
No. The only time he ever looked at himself was in the mirror, and he always liked what he saw.
Plus, jumpers tend to open the window before they jump. Where's the kid now?
She was released about an hour ago. Her mother came to pick her up.
You don't really think the girl had anything to do with it, do you?
I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, 8 years I've been on this force, I've seen a lot of strange things, but I'm telling you, this kid... Something's just not right about her.
Did he have long hair or short hair?
Short.
Like that? Was his hair dark like mine or lighter like yours?
Like mine.
What about a beard or a mustache?
Mustache.
Like this? Or this? Whoa, what happened? Weird. I didn't even hit a key. Must be a glitch in the new software.
Michelle, was his mustache like that?
Do you have any idea how your daughter might have gotten there? Buffalo's half an hour away by train, and the station is a 5-minute car ride.
When I came home, Mrs. Doherty was locked in the wine cellar. I called the police immediately.
And Mrs. Doherty is?
Michelle's nanny. Her latest, that is. She's already gone through 4 this year, and it's only April.
What seems to be the problem?
Michelle is the problem.
How do you mean?
As hard as it is for a mother to admit, Michelle is a disturbed child. Oh, I know this sounds terrible to say, but the truth is that sometimes she frightens me.
Frightens you how?
She's not like other girls, Agent Scully.
Tell me.
She just isn't. She doesn't have any friends. She hardly ever smiles. It breaks my heart, but I can't comfort her. She says she sees things that I can't see. She hears people yelling in her head.
Last summer, we had to cover our pool. June was trying to teach her how to swim. But every time that Michelle would get close to the water, she would just start to scream. Scream like you've never heard in all your life.
Your husband, where is he now?
We're divorced.
Mrs. Bishop?
Mm-hmm.
This is the man Michelle said she saw at the police station. Do you recognize him?
No, I'm sorry.
She also mentioned a friend, someone named Sheila. Do you know who that is?
That would be Dr. Braun. She's the developmental psychologist over at Bryland Hospital. Michelle sees her twice a week.
Look at that. It's like a hawk. Falcon.
It's beautiful.
It's called origami.
Japanese paper folding. Where'd she learn how to do that?
I have no idea.
So, Harry, you'll put that face into the system?
As we speak.
Can you give Scully a ride back into the city?
Wait a minute. We have an autopsy at 7.
That's your department. I'm going to go over to Bryland Hospital, see if I can have a little chat with Michelle's shrink. Oh, and check for burns or lesions on Barbala's body.
Why?
Psychokinesis is usually associated with an electrical charge.
Are you saying Michelle possesses the ability to psychically project her own will?
How else could a 60-pound kid throw a 200-pound detective out the window?
No, I don't recognize him. I have no idea who this man is.
Could Michelle have fabricated him?
Quite possibly. As with many dissociative disorders, the intensity of the patient's emotions is often too much for one personality to process. So in defense, part of the personality splits itself off.
As in schizophrenia.
I'm afraid Michelle's diagnosis is not quite that simple. You see, my primary challenge has been to discover the source of her extreme rage. In most cases, it's a traumatic event in the patient's past.
And in Michelle's case?
Occasionally, I would leave Michelle alone for part of our sessions. with this doll. Each time a new doll, anatomically intact. And each time she dismembers and disfigures it in exactly the same way. At first I thought she was being abused. But after a number of sessions with her parents, I became convinced that there was something else behind Michelle's anxiety. Something much deeper, much more elusive.
Any theories?
Frankly, no. I'm at a loss.
Have you tried deep regression hypnosis?
I found hypnosis an unreliable approach at best.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, how have you been treating Michelle?
Well, the Thorazine has been quite effective in regulating her more bizarre behavior.
I'm sure. Have you observed any unexplained phenomena in Michelle's presence?
Unexplained phenomena?
Inordinate physical strength, psychic ability, telekinesis.
You're joking, of course. I have a patient waiting, Agent Mulder. You'll excuse me.
Note, post-mortem examination is being conducted 11 hours and 45 minutes after subject was pronounced. Note, raised lesion approximately 7 centimeters below sternum. Deep necrosis inconsistent with cause of death as pronounced by Dr. Gilder. And suggest localized electrocution. But a further tissue analysis will be necessary.
Excuse me. Could I talk to you for a second?
I just started the autopsy.
Yeah. I don't think he's gone anywhere.
Will you, stick a couple for scale, please?
So what do you think?
Looks like a match.
Yeah. Name's Charlie Morris. Officer Charlie Morris used to work narcotics out of the 27.
Do you know him?
No, before my time.
Well, where is he now? Has he been transferred?
You could say that. Agent Scully, this guy's been dead for 9 years. Which means that little girl saw a ghost.
He was killed in Chinatown, gangland style, allegedly by the triads, although no arrests were ever made. Now, Mulder, if you're going to tell me that you think Michelle Bishop saw a poltergeist...
Hey, you're the one that found the lesion on Barbala's body. You said it could have been caused by an intense concentration of electrothermal energy.
Could have been, being the operative phrase. Now, I'm not going to know for sure until the lab results are in, and even then...
Well, why is it still so hard for you to believe, even when all the evidence suggests extraordinary phenomena?
Because sometimes...
What?
Looking for extreme possibilities makes you blind to the probable explanation right in front of you. This is the face that Michelle Bishop saw. She walked right by here, and she saw the face of Charlie Morris. Which means that there weren't any ghosts flying around the precinct.
Do you have the police report describing Morris's death?
Yeah, I have what's been declassified. Why?
Does it describe how he was murdered?
Yes, I told you. It was a signature hit.
Give me the grisly details.
His arm was severed just below the shoulder, presumably by a chainsaw, and his right eye was gouged out.
This is what Michelle did to a dozen dolls in her shrink's office. Hell of a coincidence, wouldn't you say? Now, before we discount anything, I think we should find out more about Charlie Morris. I got the address of his partner on the force. Hopefully he can tell us something. Detective Fiore. We're with the FBI. Can we talk to you for a minute? Do you know this man?
You mind if we do this out here? I don't want to wake my wife.
Yeah, this won't take long.
Yeah, sure, I know him. That's Charlie. Charlie Morris.
You two were partners.
Yeah, we rode together his first 9 months out of the academy.
What can you tell us about the circumstances surrounding his death?
That matter is still under investigation, and so I can't comment on it.
Detective, we're under the direct authority of Captain Gershom at the 14th Precinct.
14th Precinct? I never worked out of the 1-4. What's all this about?
We believe that the death of Detective Rudy Barbala yesterday can be linked to the death of Officer Morris 9 years ago.
Linked how? And I thought this Barbala flipped his wig and jumped out a window.
Did you know the detective?
By reputation. Look, what's all this got to do with Charlie?
Well, that's what we need your help with. The police report said that Officer Morris was killed off duty.
That's right. Best we can figure, it was some kind of payback.
For what?
Well, around that time, the organized crime division was doing a major sweep in Chinatown.
The Triads?
Yeah. Some very heavy busts went down against the Wu Xing Wu. A lot of smack never made it to the street. You can bet there were some pretty pissed off people playing Mahjong that week.
So you think that Charlie Morris was killed as a warning to back off?
I think they picked a cop. Any cop, and they whacked him.
Who is it, Tony?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, honey. Just some people from the FBI asking about a case I'm working.
Sir, would you mind?
Hey, it's the weekend. You guys mind? And get me at the squad first thing Monday morning, okay?
Sure.
Good luck.
Is it me, or did we just get the brush off?
Did you notice her hands?
What?
She said she was sleeping, but her hands were dusted with baking flour.
Not a big deal, all right?
Don't jerk yourself around, Tony. You're acting like a little bug.
They were FBI.
So what?
They start sniffing around too much, they're gonna turn something up.
Relax. They're just people, like us, going through the motions.
Oh, yeah? Then how are they connecting Charlie to Barbala?
And what do they know? Huh? Nothing.
Come on. We're going to Citibank right now.
For what?
The safety box.
What should we do, Tony? Huh? Make a donation to the Little Sisters for the Poor?
Dump it somewhere.
Tony, there's only two of us left now. That's over $1 million each.
Take it all. I don't care. Do your dream on the beach in Costa Rica or wherever the hell it is you want to do it.
You think I like this? Selling disability insurance to morons?
Well, sir, excuse me, but what if you should break your neck on the shore or lose your leg in a car crash?
You listen to me, Tony. We agreed to wait 10 years, and that is exactly what we're gonna do.
I listened to you once before, and look what happened.
Nobody, not me, not Barbala, wanted to see Charlie wind up like that. He was just trying to scare a little sense into him. It was an accident. End of story. And you better pull yourself together, Tony.
get your hands off me, all right?
Patrol unit picked up a few blocks away from the bus stop.
What's going on?
We don't know. All we know is that your daughter has witnessed two deaths in the past 2 days.
She's only 8 years old. She couldn't have possibly have done anything.
Mrs. Bishop, no one is accusing Michelle of anything.
She's just a little girl.
Is there anything that you have not told us? Is there anything at all that you can think of that might shed some light on what happened tonight?
No.
Well, this police station has a designated room at the Sheraton. An officer will take you and Michelle over there.
Why is this happening to us? Why?
Sorry, excuse me.
Listen to this. You know that guy that bought it tonight, Leon Felder? Before he started peddling life insurance, he was a cop out of the 1-4. Guess who his partner used to be? Rudy Barbala.
Four cops.
Three of whom are now dead.
Their only connection being a drug bust in Chinatown almost 9 years ago.
And a little girl from Orchard Park. Morris, Fiore, Barbala, and Felder. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, for one thing, Fiore said he only knew Barbala by reputation.
Right. So why would he say that?
I don't know.
No. What?
There's a page gone from Morris's homicide file.
That lock sheet?
Should be.
Yeah.
Tony Fiore checked out this afternoon. Mrs. Fiore, we're sorry for the early hour, but is your husband home?
No, he's not. He never came home last night.
May we come in?
He was working a double shift, but when I called the precinct, he wasn't scheduled. It's just not like him not to call.
Does your husband have any family or close friends in the area that he might go to if he were in trouble?
I've been on the phone all night. Is he in any trouble?
Mrs. Fiore, did your husband ever mention a detective by the name of Rudy Barbala? Or an ex-police officer named Leon Felder?
I don't think so.
Someone you might have had dinner with once, a friend of Tony's from work, a name you can't remember, anything?
Well, we don't normally socialize with other cops.
Mrs. Fiore, I couldn't help noticing your origami collection. Did you do all these yourself?
Oh, no, not me. No, that was Charlie's hobby.
Charlie?
My first husband. He was born in Japan. His father was stationed there.
Not Charlie Morris, Tony's ex-partner.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to come home, too, 9 years ago. Just like this. He was working on a whole set, you know, from the painting. The only animal he never got to was the giraffe. See, right there behind the zebra.
Michelle is 8 years old. That means she was conceived at roughly the same time that Officer Morris was killed.
Do me a favor, Mulder. Let me say it. Reincarnation.
Metempsychosis, transmigration, re-embodiment. Call it what you will.
Oh, based on the coincidence that Michelle Bishop and Officer Morris both practice the obscure art of paper folding?
Well, what about the composite drawing and the dolls and the fact that Michelle was witness to two deaths that can be tied to Charlie Morris?
So what, you think he's back like Peter Proud to avenge his murder?
It's not so far-fetched, Scully. Reincarnation is a basic tenet of many major religions.
That still doesn't explain how an 8-year-old girl can kill two grown men.
Well, individuals with strong past life memories often exhibit enhanced psychic abilities, ESP, telekinesis.
So where does that leave us?
One short step away from proving the pre-existence of the human soul.
On the count of five, tell me where you are now. One, two, three, four, five. Do you know where you are?
Yes.
Where? Tell me where you are.
At home.
What time of day is it?
Nighttime.
And how old are you now?
24. No! We can't! We can't do this! It's wrong!
What's wrong? What can't you do? It's all right. You can trust me.
No! I can't! I can't!
You can trust
me.
This is dangerous and irresponsible.
Dr. Spitz has conducted hundreds of these sessions.
If you allow this to continue, you could push Michelle deeper into withdrawal, maybe permanently.
Is it any more dangerous than pumping her full of Thorazine?
They're killing me! They're killing me!
That's enough.
No.
They just left.
We almost had it, Scully. We were right there.
I know.
We'll have to try it again.
Mrs. Bishop won't go for that. Not in this lifetime, anyway.
Well, we have to change her mind.
How? And to what end? I mean, what exactly do you hope to discover by all this?
The truth. What really happened to Charlie Morris 9 years ago?
We'll find the truth when we find Fiore.
If we find Fiore. And if he's still alive. Scully, you saw what happened in there.
What I saw was some traumatized little girl who, for no apparent reason, has some connection to Charlie Morris.
All evidence suggests that Michelle Bishop is Charlie Morris.
Mulder.
Short of her growing a mustache, how much more apparent does it have to become for you to accept it?
Okay. Let's just say that by some small miracle, you managed to convince Michelle's mother, and the next hypno-regression provides you with everything you could possibly hope for. No grand jury is going to listen to that kind of testimony. We still will not have an actionable case.
Five. Tell me where you are now.
The inconclusive results of Michelle's past life regression do not shake my basic belief in hypnosis as a tool for psychological healing. Whether or not it offers us definitive proof of previous lifetimes is another matter. However, in this particular case, all other explanations seem to be even more wanting.
And how old are
you? 24. No, we can't! We can't do this! It's wrong!
What's wrong? What can't you do? And how old are you?
24. No, we can't! 24.
No, I want to be here. In case he shows up. Yeah, thanks again. I'll call you the minute I hear anything. Okay, yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Tony?
I checked the wind-up profiles. They're up to speed.
Which means?
Whatever this image is, it was recorded in that room with the girl.
How is that possible?
There was a documented case in the early 70s of a man from Porlock, Ohio, who could influence undeveloped film. He could create shapes on the negative from his mind.
I don't know how much of this noise I can clean up. It depends on the strength of the latent image.
I tracked him down. He's retired in Palm Beach. You were right, Agent Scully. He backed up all his records on disk.
Oh, pathologists are paranoid by nature.
Well, he faxed me the missing page from the autopsy report.
Right. Well, apparently, Charlie Morris did not die as a result of his wounds. It says here there's a frothing of fluid in the respiratory tract. That indicates death by drowning.
So you're saying he was drowned first and then mutilated to make it look like a signature execution?
Dr. Yamaguchi said on the phone that there were no signs of submersion, such as goose skin or wrinkled flesh, except for around the face and head.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Suggesting that he was killed in either a bathtub or a toilet. Except...
Except for what?
The marked bradycardia. It indicates a raised plasma sodium level. He was killed in seawater.
I know something's going on.
I need you to listen to me right now. I need you to go upstairs and pack a bag.
Why? What kind of trouble are you in?
I think someone's trying to kill me.
Who?
I don't know.
Why would anybody want to kill you? Tell me what's going on.
Will you please just do what I'm asking you? Please. I'm your husband, and I love you, and I need you to trust me on this, okay?
Almost there. What I've done is to map the frequencies of the interference. Coefficients for sine on this monitor, cosine on that one. Now, using an algorithm program, I can remove the frequencies. Like this. Presto. What the hell?
Mulder, what is it?
You said salt water, right?
Right, so?
So Charlie Morris was drowned in his own tropical fish tank, and that's the last thing he saw before he died. You better hope Michelle Bishop is at home, tucked in bed.
Tony. Tony, somebody left this on our doorstep tonight. You know who? Answer me, Tony!
Right, you stay here and keep the door closed.
They said they were just gonna talk to you. Talk some sense into you. What was I supposed to do, huh? All you had to do was take the money, man. Why didn't you just take the money?
Make right what happened.
Please, I can't get out! Who's there? I can't get out!
Did to Charlie. I was a part of it and I never said anything. I couldn't.
No.
I just wanted to take care of you. Who else would have taken care of you?
Closing entry, file number X40271. Detective Anthony Fiore pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court to charges of first-degree murder after the fact, grand larceny, and obstruction of justice. The deaths of Detective Rudy Barbala and former police officer Leon Felder are being ruled as accidental, although their complicity in the murder of Officer Charlie Morris has been definitively established. No charges were brought against Michelle Bishop, who today took her first swimming lesson. She claims no memory of the preceding events, and both her mother and Dr. Braun have denied my request for a second past life regression. End of Field Journal, April 19, 1994. Agents of record, Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. Status, unexplained.
made this?